You are getting ready to listen to the voice of Dr. Roddy Ferguson,
2004 Olympian,
four-time national judo champion, Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, author, speaker, and coach.
Dr. Roddy Ferguson, and welcome to another edition of Coffee with Roddy. I'm driving in my car, headed to a homegoing service for a friend of the family, and I had a word of encouragement or a message that's been on my mind for a period of time that I wanted to provide to you, and I don't know if I'm giving it to myself more than I'm giving it to you, but to those which it applies to, I hope that you are able to apply it. When I was running track at Howard University, I had the opportunity to train under a coach by the name of William P. Moultrie, and he was an Olympic level referee, and he was a very educated track and field coach. And not only did he want you to train hard in track, but he also wanted you to understand how to run and the strategies and tactics that play out in a race that determine the outcome. Before we used to run sometimes our 400s and our 500s and our 300s, he would ask us what the twofold reason for pacing was. He said, "What is the twofold reason for pacing?" And we all would repeat, "The twofold reason for pacing is to run the desired pace to achieve the desired time, or run the desired pace so that any time during the race we can estimate the finishing time." This particular understanding of pacing let us know that the work that you are doing has a tremendous outcome on how you finish. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been on projects, I've been on tasks, and I also, I've competed and I've ran before. And I've gotten to the end of a race knowing that I could have done more in that race, but I just didn't do more and I just didn't push. And I didn't know why I didn't push. Or I get to the end of a task and I'm sprinting at the end of the task to finish, to meet the deadline, when I could have worked a little bit harder. Well, all of us have watched a race or seen a race, and we're all familiar with the final part of the race, which is known as the kick. And you see people come down the last final stretch and they start to kick. And they kick hard and the crowd gets all excited, no matter what place they're in, about the kick. But there's one phase of the race that Coach Moultrie really used to have on hammer home, which I want to talk to you about today, because it's the one that we really, really miss. And the reason why we miss it is because sometimes we are scared about how we will look during the finish. Sometimes we're scared if we will be able to finish. And sometimes we are scared of the amount of work that is going to be required in order to finish. So we don't work this one particular phase of the race that Coach Moultrie used to hammer home. And that particular phase is actually the title from which I would like to speak with you today. Coach Moultrie used to really tell us all the time when we're running is to work the backstretch. And with that being said, I want to speak to you today about working the backstretch. Working the backstretch. When you have a race like the 400 meters, there's a point where you come out the blocks and you kind of hit it hard and fast. And then after that 100 meters, 900 meters, you get to that to the back part, to the second 100 of the race, which we call the backstretch. And on that, a lot of people say you need to float, but there's a kind of a float and a drive that goes on during that phase. And then you round that corner, you get to that 250 meter mark. Right around that 250 meter mark, there's a band of monkeys waiting for you. And as soon as you get to that 250 meter mark, two or three of those monkeys jump on your back. And then when those monkeys jump on your back, when you get to that 300 meter mark, that's when you have to try to shed those monkeys off or knock those monkeys off of your back so that you can bring it on home with that final kick. Oftentimes, we're very scared of that feeling when the monkeys jump on our back, that we don't want to work the backstretch. So what happens in life is that that time you need to drive during the backstretch, you chill during the backstretch. That time when you're in ninth grade before you graduate to go to 12th grade, instead of you taking the hard math classes, instead of you doing the work that you need to do, instead of you doing the summer school, instead of you taking the dual enrollment courses, instead of you doing the things that you need to do in order to work the backstretch, you don't work the backstretch, then it affects your outcome. And then you have these points in life when you think about what I could have done and what I should have done, and it will eat away at you. And I have seen people who are in the rocking chair moment phase of their lives, where they're in the twilight, when they're in their 60s and their 70s and their 80s, and they think about how much more they could have done. They think about how much more they could have worked. They think about how much more they could have put in their life and changed the trajectory of their lives, but they did not at the time because they didn't work the backstretch. What I'm telling you right now is that your life in total has a backstretch, and then everything that you do has a backstretch. Your relationships have a backstretch. Your marriage has a backstretch. The work day has a backstretch. Every project that you're on has a backstretch. Every paper that you write has a backstretch. The dissertation phase has a backstretch. Everything, practice has a backstretch. When you warm up, there's a backstretch inside of the warm up. Your conversations, they have a time where you need to work the backstretch. So you need to really, really hone in of that time when you're able to do the work, because when the race is over, you cannot go back and run the backstretch. And one of the favorite books that I like to read in the ninth chapter of John in verse 4, it speaks about how you need to work while it is still day, because night will come when no man can work. And what John is really saying, if I break it down into layman's terms, is that after you're born and you come out the blocks, you really need to work the backstretch to determine the outcome of your life. Because once you get in that final stretch, there's not much you can do to change the outcome of the race. The outcome of your particular race and the outcome of your life is changed during the backstretch. The tough part is that most people don't understand that that time on the backstretch is the time that you really need to work. It's why the people are yelling and screaming and the coach is over by the backstretch trying to get you to work. He's not really worried, or she's not really worried about your ability to kick. They are worried about you working the backstretch. Your ability to work the backstretch in your life will allow you to have some amazing outcomes. There's some things that I can tell you, and I'm going to finish with this final story. I was doing my master's degree studies, and I was at a place called the Prince George's County Sports and Learning Complex, and I was working at the front desk. And while I was working at the front desk, I was doing some of my homework for my master's, and I was just so done with the work that I was doing during my master's. I had had it. I didn't want to do any more schoolwork. And this old black gentleman who was walking with a cane, I wish I remembered his name, he asked me what I was doing, and I said, I'm doing my master's work. And he says, hey, young man, he said, whatever you do, do not stop until you get your doctorate degree. I said, no, man, I'm done. I said, after this, I'm done, because I'm not doing any more. He said, don't do it. He said, I did a master's plus 30, which is a master's plus 30 hours of work. He said, but even to this day, I just wish I would have finished my doctorate degree. He said, the things that I would have been able to do on the back end in terms of coaching and consulting and the things that I'm doing now, what he was talking, he said, in teaching, he said, I just wish I could have went back and just finished. I listened to him that day. And after I finished my master's degree, I immediately enrolled into a doctoral program at Capella University. I was doing my doctoral studies from 2002 to 2009. During that time, I went to the Olympics and I trained somebody that went to the Olympics. And then I graduated in 2009. It was a long, arduous road. I wanted to stop. I wanted to quit. I wanted to give up on many occasions. And I still remember that conversation that man had with me at the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex It had to be in 2001 or 2002. I don't remember exactly what it was. I was ready to stop. But had I not listened to him and had God not put him in my life at that particular time, for that particular season, for that particular reason, for me to work the backstretch, I would not be able to change the outcome of my life, which is going on right now. What I can tell you is this. Work the backstretch. And here's my advice. Always believe that you're on the backstretch. This is Dr. Roddy Ferguson. Have a super fantastic day. Remember, I love you, but God loves you best. And do me a small favor. When you finish listening to this today, number one, pass on the message to somebody else if you think they can be helped by it. Number two, please go visit www.judoislife.net and pick up my book, Judo is Life, today. And number three, always remember that I love you, but God loves you best. Work the backstretch.
You are getting ready to listen to the voice of Dr. Roddy Ferguson.
2004 Olympian.
Four-time national judo champion. Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt. Author, speaker, and coach.